Right, this is the Cool Shit Podcast. Each week, we round up the latest cool shit, helping us think different and keep inspired. What makes it in, what gets left out, and what gets challenged. Is it cool? Is it shit? Or does it cross the magic threshold and come bona fide, certified cool shit? Welcome to the editor's meeting. Okay, so on this Cool Shit Podcast, we have me, Gareth Carter. I'm joined by James and Matt. There are regulars. And we also have one guest slot. And today, filling that is Chris. How are you going, Chris?
I'm very well, thanks. Good. For having me on.
James, over to you. You are the chief editor of Cool Shit, right? Is that's correct, isn't it?
I am. I'm
chief Saki writer.
I'm basically the master of all things Cool Shit in the universe.
But you raise an interesting point. I just want to know, what do you think Cool Shit is? What makes it? Because you're looking at the stories each week. What makes something Cool Shit?
Anything that I can work a pun out of, usually. Or I've realised, actually, I seem to be seduced by anything that has AI in it, even if it turns out to be incredibly shit. There isn't a clear algorithm to what works. I'm stuck now where I can't look at something and think, oh, that's an interesting story. I have to think, oh, I'm going to write some sarky, stupid jokes about that next week.
Has it ruined your weekends?
As a bit, yeah.
Has it ruined your relationship?
I don't have any left, so I wouldn't know. Should we just get into this week's?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, right. So, first up, Metaverse, which I put this in because I thought straight away it really flirts on the boundary of cool shit and kind of terrifying dystopian nightmare. It's a new feature of the Metaverse, which I think none of us are probably completely sure exactly what that is, but it's got a new feature already, which is a prototype called the Builder Bot, where basically you can give it a command and then the world will change around you. So you can say, I want to go to the beach, and then all of a sudden you're on a Metaverse beach materializes around you.
Yeah, I find it a bit weird. I don't know what the point is, really. I mean, they've got a plan, right? They're Facebook, and they've changed the name to Meta.
Meta.
Yeah, exactly. So they've got a plan for it, but I can't really see the use for it quite yet.
When you say, like, it creates a beach, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not the old fart in the room that goes, where does it create? I understand it's in the Metaverse, but am I wearing a VR headset?
I think you're wearing a headset, yeah.
And it's probably like a low poly beach, right? It's probably like a crap beach from
it's not going to be Canvas Sands. It's going to be way worse than that. I don't know why that was the first great beach that I thought of.
I don't know if you're not going to have to wear a headset. Surely Facebook is going to understand that, like, you're just going to look at something. Like, if it was on your laptop or your phone, right? Like, and you, what, say, beach or whatever, you want it to create a beach everywhere on a digital device, right?
But I think the point is it's meant to feel like you're actually at a beach.
Is that the point of, like, Meta? So that, yeah. Like...
Yeah, to try to... And it's probably going to be really crap at first, but then it'll... In the same way that, like, early video games were Pong, and now you can shoot Nazi zombies, incredibly realistic ones, which is kind of an oxymoron.
This is early video game, and it's so far, yeah. The stuff that I've seen... Like, I think it was the Gymshark guy said, oh, I had a meeting. And they put it on LinkedIn. I had a meeting in the Metaverse. And it was like a shit render of them in a shit render of an office.
Why would you have a shit render of an office in the Metaverse? You'd be like, you can make anything.
I've got Zoom and Teams to deal with. They're shit enough, but at least they're sort of real world. And I'm not yet seeing the benefits. Now, I know like 6G is coming down the line and it's exponentially faster, right? So we're going to have supercomputers rendering it like in real time, then come back and talk to me, right? But for now, the Metaverse just seems like a really shit first person kind of game, right? Like on an Atari fucking whatever.
But is it a place to have meetings? Is that it? Are we going to have meetings at the beach? Is that the point of it? Because that's what I mean. Like, I don't understand the point of it yet in that, like, is it a place to go and, like...
I think slowly...
Digitally hang.
It's a place to get your NFT fashion on, right? I'm going to walk down that beach wearing an outfit that doesn't exist in reality, but that I've paid a fuckload of money for, but I've got the NFT for.
And that's... So now I'm listening. James, what would your Metaverse outfit be? No. What would your Metaverse outfit be?
Well, do I have to look like me, first and foremost?
No, I think that's the point. You don't have to look like anything you want.
I don't know what this says about me, but the first thing I thought of was a sort of mankini, because we were talking about the beach. So there's probably some Freudian implications.
So you'd go with like a Borat mankini in the Metaverse.
That's
your outfit.
Do you remember the Southern Comfort advert?
Yes, that was a great advert. Yeah.
That's what I'd want to look like. So I'm doubling down on myself. I'm me plus plus.
Okay.
And I'm wearing, I'm rocking the banana hammock.
Yeah.
I've got a Southern Comfort. Well, I wouldn't have a Southern Comfort, but you know, I don't drink in my.
You're sponsored already.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, seeing as we're going around now, Chris, what would your metaverse outfit be?
I mean, I definitely add a few more inches to my height. That's for sure. But I don't know. I'd probably just rock what I'm rocking. Just Nikes.
So you'd just be a tall version of yourself.
Just a tall version of me.
Tall ass, yeah. Some version of yourself.
Might as well just get stilts.
All of this technology. Yeah. Just for that. Just for a couple of inches.
Even though it's going to be shit, though, you know how now you can't be asked to go to the cinema ever because you'll just watch it in your living room. I think the point is, it's going to be like, oh, I can't be asked to go to the real beach. I'll just go to the metaverse beach.
It won't be shit, right? It'll get.
It will get good better. Eventually, it'll right?
That's it'll that's what, like, yeah, exactly.
Star Trek holodeck, right? It's going to be. It's just like, what are we going to do with it? Like, what's going to make it exponentially better than actual real life?
With Mark Zuckerberg, though, what do you think that they are trying to get out of it? Facebook changing their name to Meta. Do they feel like that it will be the next form of social media that we'll be going through in the next decade?
I guess
so?
It's just how they want to see people meet up, right?
Connect.
Yeah.
Is it like, are they true to their original values of, like, you know, building communities, or are they just looking at other ways to monetize technology that's going in a certain way anyway?
Supposedly they're trying to create, you know, they've got the gloves as well in the metaverse. They're trying to create the technology that will feel the most like human experience, because they claim to still be about humans interacting, yeah, rather than new technology to take away from that.
Yeah,
but it sounds very Ready Player One.
Yeah, exactly. But the whole thing is about mass communication. That's the cool thing, right? Like, yeah, it's like, that's what we've experienced in the last like 10 years that has changed all our lives. It's like being able to talk, be connected to loads of different things all around the world all at once, right? So that is the end goal that I can see, communication.
I think it's cool for, like, you know, there's a generation that have been brought up on massive multiplayer online gaming, you know, Fortnite being one of, but not the only one, where you can be whoever you want to be, right? You can be a different version of yourself. And for that, I think it's great. We're going to be able to interact with people. And for a generation that have been brought up on that and on social media and projecting a different version of themselves, I think it's going to be great, because it'll make people feel a lot more comfortable interacting. So back to that meeting room conversation. Yeah, it's great, right? For certain people who may feel a bit weird about in real life stuff because they're just not that exposed to it, and past 2 years notwithstanding. So in that sense, it's going to be cool. But for the rest of the world, I think, I don't know, I'm waiting for it to kind of add like proper real value.
Real world value
to people who aren't like social natives or gaming natives. A 50-year-old Johnny Average driving a Ford Focus, like, what's it going to add to him? I'm sure it will add something. Everything generally does in terms of technology, but I can't see it yet.
I think what's difficult as well is it makes sense when they're trying to replace kind of boring experiences like having a morning meeting at work. Now they're trying to recreate things that are enjoyable anyway, like going to the beach. That's what's going to be more difficult, because it's hard to see what the incentive.
Yeah, well, all I know is that at the core of it, it needs to be funded, right? So it's going to have advertising in it.
Yeah, all right. So, you know, this thing I was talking about with you guys the other week. So this was using a gaming engine to create TV, right? So that is the latest round of Disney stuff. So I think the Boba Fett thing and the Mandalorian, and they're filmed in this big. They call it the volume, and yeah, they project onto this volume scenes, right? And they've used a gaming engine to develop that. Before they've even got to that actual filming, they've made animatics of everything, and again, they've made like basically 3D versions of what they're going to film in real life, all in CG. If you start making that stuff in the metaverse, then you're going to put the cinemas out of business. You're probably going to put physical in real life film companies out of business, but you are going to create a much more accessible means of entertainment. You can make the whole thing in the metaverse. You never need to film it in real life.
What was the Charlie Brooker Netflix where you
Black Mirror?
Yeah, no, oh, Black right. Mirror, but what was the episode where you could choose the way that the storyline goes?
Bandersnatch?
Bandersnatch, yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Right, so Bandersnatch. What I found interesting about that is that I love movies, right? Everyone here loves movies. Everyone loves movies. Watching Bandersnatch and taking part in that and playing games and all of that can be really, really, you know, consuming, can really make you feel like you're there and all of those things. But like, it, you can't relax. Like, you can't feel like you're really taking a story in and affected by that story when you're choosing your way around that story. The entertainment value of like movies and all of that, you have to be slightly away from it to
almost turn your real life brain off.
Exactly.
To actually enjoy it and soak in the filmmaking versus making it a real life
my
experience
choice.
That I've got to fucking actually, there's consequences, there's yeah. all that kind of, yeah.
So when you go to, have you ever been to a Korean barbecue place where you get there and it turns out you've got to do some of the cooking?
Right, James, any other stories you want to talk about?
Well, we've done the metaverse, so I think it would make sense to go to the hottieverse.
Oh. Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion. I've got to say, I love Megan Thee Stallion. I think she's cool as a way more accessible use for me to understand of that sort of like meta experience.
I think it's cool, but I'm not going to be partaking anytime soon because I just don't have the, well, I don't have the technology to even like
you just go, to the
go into this. You go to the
right,
this is a VR concert. From my understanding.
Yeah, it's a VR concert. I think Hottieverse is just a clever name that's kind of tricked us. Right.
Right. Sounds so tell, more me, fun. Tell me the difference between the Hottieverse and Fortnite doing gigs.
It's not Fortnite. Like they're trying to find a platform that's not Fortnite that musicians can own, perhaps. Because Fortnite is a gaming platform that you know, it's great when musicians turn up in it, but can musicians book in to do it all the time? Can like Billy, like, and well, his mates that, like, play in his bedroom, can they book on
book
to do
a
it?
Space in the metaverse.
I think they've created their own bit of, like, land in the metaverse to do that, haven't they?
They bought real estate in the metaverse.
But because of the pandemic, like, live music, like, so many artists moved to doing sort of, like, live shows, like, digital live shows, right? And they're shit. They're fucking crap. Stand up comedy, like Glastonbury, whatever it is. It's just like, it's not
like
the same.
Every award show for the last 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. So a way of, but it makes sense, doesn't it? Because it doesn't sell out. Like anyone can see it. Like it's more democratic. Everyone can go, right? You can get huge audiences. So if you could find a way of doing that.
You can replay it and it sort of loses its value.
No, totally. But but if you know everyone's watching it at the same time, if you know that you're there for the premiere of that, and you're all watching it at the same time, and it's got a live element to it, and the technology, I don't know, haven't been to the Hottieverse yet, wouldn't mind going, is like absolutely bang on, and you feel like it's a really immersive experience. And I can see the huge benefit in that for like huge stars, but also just like bedroom DJs, people at home.
Do you know what's cool about it? It's not Coldplay. Coldplay didn't do it.
Exactly.
So yeah. you want to go to the Hottieverse then?
Damn, man, I'm into the Hottieverse. I'm there. I'll buy a ticket.
I'm picturing Mark Zuckerberg just sort of leaning up against the wall, saying, like, do you come here often? Like, nodding his head along to the music.
Right, go on. What's next? Anything that you want to talk about, James?
The Office is a good one. Because this is my... I put this in because it's a question for our kind of elder statesman in the room. Were offices like that when you were...
Yeah.
Were they?
What was that? Right. What story is this? What story is
it's
this?
The,
it's a photo. Yeah,
photo essay of like office life, but it's like it's this weird sort of. I don't know whether it's been like staged or they're like old photos.
It's all real.
It's fucking
all
brilliant.
Shot in the like late 80s, 90s.
It's like a Nadia Lee Cohen like sketch. You know, one of her sort of pastiches. It's fucking brilliant. Mm. But yeah, offices were like that. I remember. Back in the day, standing like that guy, and you'll see this when you get the Cool Shit newsletter, just standing, looking at a photocopier, right? And you just, you go into this weird alternate reality where it's kind of like photocopier bingo. It's 50%, it's going to have a jam.
Yeah, these are actually real. Yeah. They look like they're art directed with a contemporary take.
And it's relatively recent as well. That's why I found it interesting, because it looks like completely... unrecognizable. Like when I found this story, I was looking at a woman talking on an iPhone, sipping an oat macchiato with a Bichon Frise with like a puffer jacket on. Like you would not have found that in those offices.
Is there any other stories that you've seen, guys, that you want James to talk about that you didn't think are quite cool shit and should not make it in?
Let's go back to like, what do we think is going
on? So, like, some of the ones that, like, I brushed over, you had a battery that was the size of a grain of salt. Was that right?
Yeah, smaller than that, I think.
Is it smaller than that?
That's fucking...
I think that's great.
Great.
Yeah.
Terrifying. But more terrifying than the metaverse.
But so just so I understand, someone explain to me, because I'm pretty dumb. So it's a tiny, tiny battery that fits into anything. Like, that was the...
It fits into nanobots, right? And can power the chips on nanobots.
Right, so basically this is the bad bit of the future. This is the fucking Terminator shit that we should be worried about.
Bad
vibes. Right, so I'm sensing this whole thing could be a little bit dangerous. Chris, what's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, it's scary, man. I mean, little batteries that can power chips that can go inside you. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. This is the bit that's terrifying. It's things that you cannot see that can enter your body and change how you...
Well, I was saying yesterday, I'm more scared of a chicken than I am a horse, because it's the little things that can peck at you that are kind of more frightening.
Chicken's on that little. Well let's shrink it down.
Has a chicken ever entered? Are you scared of a chicken entering you?
No, but I'm...
Well, kind of.
Are they small enough to... I don't understand.
Well, they've got a beak, which is kind of designed for penetration of some sort.
So, interested, because that one about the batteries, the tiny little batteries that you can roll up and charge and all of that, sounds like it could have some dangers to it. We do have this story here about the sort of like the Monet and the sort of Renoir like rehash mashups with McDonald's.
You mean where McDonald's ripped off Banksy?
Yeah, exactly. Well, like, this is the sort of like the outstanding story, like, because I feel like this could challenge one or two stories that we've talked about.
It's a load of classic impressionist paintings with people holding Big Macs, basically.
I feel like this is like a creative dream, right? Like,
oh, it's fucking lazy.
Do you think it's lazy?
I think this is just like one that...
I agree, Matt.
You put it in.
I'm joking. He's
you
my
put
boss.
It in.
He's my boss.
I don't mind this. I think it looks pretty...
I still like it.
I think it looks pretty cool.
Oh, it's fucking lazy. Let's take something that has been done and everyone's really familiar with and try and subvert it. And I think it's really fucking lazy. I'm sorry to whoever did it, but it's I wouldn't sign that off.
You wouldn't sign it off?
No. If you like, brought that to my desk, I'd be like, nah, it's a bit obvious. A bit contrived. They owe a great debt to Banksy.
Okay, so, right, look. Obviously, we've now found a couple that we are umming and ahhing over. Which do we think is the weakest one? Who's got one that they want to take out? Which story is not going? Which we do collectively think
McDonald's is not
going in this week's cool shit? Chris, I'm gonna go over to you. What do you think?
I mean, from the ones that we've discussed, it's gonna have to be Macca's for
yes.
me.
Yes.
Like, it's just
that's recency bias. He's just been talking about it. You've forgotten where the other ones are.
I don't know. Is it cool? I mean. Visually, it's all right to look at, but I don't know, doesn't scream cool.
You've got no connection with, like, how it's making you think about McDonald's.
No, not really, it doesn't make me want to get a McDonald's.
Here you go, so I feel like the way that story's being presented in the media title that it's in, it says defaced impressionist paintings.
Yeah, defaced is a bit
that's
bullshit,
a bit, yeah.
That's right. Bullshit.
Now, if they had defaced them... Now you might have been talking something different, right?
Okay, look, I'm sensing here, like, I'm fighting a losing battle, so I'm going to say to you, James, because you seem to be in quite support of the metaverse today, that we're going to challenge the McDonald's story, and has anyone got anything that they think is better that could go into this week's cool shit? Has anyone got one they want to challenge it with? What's about?
I came across this cool AI artist... On the topic of AI, Pinder Van Armen.
What do they do?
anyone's...
I love the way you look at
James. He just looks
like
he knows everything.
Oh, yeah, so he's an artist.
I'm familiar with Pinder.
He's an artist with a bunch of painting robots.
Okay.
Just get progressively better by...
Well, so they learn.
I'm guessing, yeah, they are just learning how he paints and then painting the robots. So obviously painting and just continue to get better.
Sounds like a counterfeit scam in the making to me, this.
I quite like it, but we've had something similar before. There was a... This is where it's going to show that I've written cool shit for 2 years and I know every single story. I know every single thing that's happened on the internet for the last 2 years. There was a painting robot whose name I've forgotten who also wrote some poetry as well, and she did some paintings. And we kind of want balance in here as well. You don't want it to all just be too kind of AI, metaverse, technology, because I feel like that's always where I veer. Like, if it was up to me, it seems like everything would be about aliens, robots, and Elon Musk. So that's why it's kind of nice to sprinkle in some other bits.
Right, okay.
Have you got one?
I have got one, yeah, I've got...
Sorry, James, I cut you off, but I just want to know whether Gareth's got something because it's going to get competitive in a minute.
So what I looked at this week, or the thing when I was thinking what I saw was really cool was, I don't want to escape the fact of the week that we're filming, but I was looking at what was happening in Ukraine, and one of the things that sort of I thought, well, that's pretty cool, was Volodymyr Zelensky, who has decided to stay in Kiev, the exactly the yeah. president. He decided to stay, and what I found interesting is that he's making videos that are obviously showing that he and his government are still in Kiev. But he was using social media in a way that I was like, I haven't seen leaders use social media in that way, in a really, really super interesting way that is really connective. And I think it was 4 days ago he did this video, and he's got his cabinet around him, and he's like, I'm still here. And he goes and introduces his cabinet, and he just says, they're still here. He's still here. And I just thought, wow, that is just like an excellent way to use the tools that you have. He's being bombed and he's got a phone. That for me was a real understanding of where we are at the moment and how to use social media. And there's been so many different versions that have been like edited with like Dr. Dre and whatever that you can find online. You know, I don't think that we necessarily need to talk politics when you're talking cool shit, but I just thought, as a use of socials, as a use of knowing how socials works, I was like, man, you got it down. You know, you knew what you're doing with that.
100%. I think he's like, and the optics, and we could get into the whole kind of propaganda and mis and disinformation and stuff, but the optics of him doing that versus Putin sat at the end of a long table because he's, you know, living in fear of COVID and all the rest of it. I think it just, like, a man of our times, as it were, who's in touch with the people. And it's obvious because of his background, but apparently before this war, he wasn't doing that well.
No.
But, like, you know,
he's a comedian, he's an actor, he's won Ukrainians Dancing with Stars. Yeah. So he's won that. So he's got a performance aspect.
What a Renaissance man in that sense.
Well, but do you know what's actually weird? He was in a show in Ukraine.
Servant of the People.
Exactly, where he was in this fictitious show. He's a teacher, and he has a rant about what's wrong with Ukraine and how there's oligarchs and all of the things that's wrong corruption with daily life. And corruption. And the storyline goes that one of the kids in class films it. That goes viral, and then off the back of that, he becomes the president. And that's fictitious, right? But that show was so popular, it helped him win the vote to become president of Ukraine.
Yeah, by a landslide, by all accounts.
By a landslide, by like a huge landslide, right? Yeah. So he knows what he's doing in terms of, like, he knows how to hold himself and communicate, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Right, I've got two more things then that spinning off that, and like, I didn't want to bring them in earlier because I didn't want to make this whole thing about Ukraine, but there's two sort of pieces of, I guess, creative thinking that have, you know, delivered on what cool shit should do, which is be inspiring for me anyway, personally. One of which, like, not that he's normally that guy, but sometimes he is that guy, is Elon Musk.
That was in for a while.
Like his response, like Starlink is operational.
I'm on board.
Totally brilliant. And it just shows like the power of like technology for good, not in a sort of a meaningless way. Yes, it.
But is it a subterfuge for monkeys dying with Neuralink at the moment?
Yeah, I know. There's always like dead parrots getting thrown out and all the rest of it. And like I said, without getting into misinformation, disinformation, and misleading people, but I think ultimately he's done a couple of things. Like when he put that battery into one of the Australian states, and he put a battery sort of power plant up there, and he made a bet on Twitter with the governor of that state, and then this happens, and it shows that again he's kind of, for someone who's obviously like very neurodiverse and off in his own like planet sometimes, it shows that he is equally in touch with how people are communicating, and he's fucking delivered.
Those would be the. Those will go together. So we need one more then.
So if this is down to you. So what's left on the table now? What have we got left on the table?
What's left on the table? The battery.
No, there's one more we haven't talked about.
Yeah, I was going to...
Greenpeace GTA.
Oh, that's wicked.
That was
that one was yeah, like, that's cool. A keeper. That's cool. I thought, I saw that straight away and I was like, because that was the last one on the list.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, that is wicked. So, James, just explain it quickly and then we can log off. We can go. What is it? Go on, explain that story.
It's basically GTA, the map of GTA, the sort of hyper-realistic, was it Los Angeles map, except it's all going to complete ruin and shit because of climate change in a very kind of realistic way. And it's pretty, I was going to say it's pretty harrowing, but I haven't actually watched the video yet in full honesty, but I saw all the pictures and it did look quite impressive. So
I watched it and I thought it was really, really good. I thought it made really good use of something that I recognize. I recognize the way that that's presented. And then the use of showing that in a negative way is actually quite a lot more shocking than the way, you know, charitable organisations go around stuff and try to shock me usually. Yeah. Because it's all about shock value with charities. And I feel like that actually shook me and took me out and made me think a bit different.
Okay, so we've got... So in this case, we've got dystopian future worlds that we're all scared of. The only one that we liked, which was nostalgic in the past, which we can't have anymore. And then... climate change, the world going to shit, and World War III.
What does that say about this? It's
awfully cheerful, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, on that climate change one, I think, I hope, kudos to VML YNR, right? Brilliant agency sort of idea. I hope they didn't have to shop it around. I hope Greenpeace were a proper part of that sort of process. And, you know, it's not like an agency idea that they've went, fuck, we need to find a charity partner who's going to, you know, actually get the foot behind this. I hope they did it together, but because I think it's a brilliant like stroke of genius. So that one is definitely in for me. The only two I feel really, really strong. No, actually, I feel really strongly about the Office one, just for my own nostalgic means. The GTA one, I think Zelensky social media definitely. Elon Musk is in for me in terms of like the speed that he managed to turn that around. And then from the rest of them, take your pick.
Is no one keeping the Hottyverse? Is it just me?
It's just me.
I'm in the Hottyverse. I'll go to the Hottyverse by myself.
You two are in the Hottyverse.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, all right.
You're not by yourself, you're taking James.
I'm out now.
All right, listen, thank you very much. Speak to you next week.